Allah gave you ilme zahir, ilme.
It was outly.
When have we completed our course?
Jay?
Never. But Rasman, when have we completed? Dora Hadith. Allah has explained three stages. One dars and notice also. Put the star bandi for us. That now student has completed. He'll go out in the world and he must go and do deen's work. But Allah says you are only completed when you have done your, when you have become Rabbani. Allahu Allah. That is when you have completed. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built Kaaba, from here we learn a great lesson. Whatever we do, Allah loves that person. Allah loves that amal, that after doing it, we say, oh Allah, I messed it up. I didn't do it right. Namaz is the greatest ibadah, and Allah loves it the most. At the end of namaz, the masnoon dua, we read, Rabbi khfirli wali walidayya, but the masnoon, the students have come, but no dars and tadris taking place. It's not fulfilling the object. Dars and tadris must take place. You build a shop, now business must carry on. Not just you got 10 shops, you are happy. Oh, my 10 shops are built, but nothing is happening in there. You build a house, now you must stay in the house. So the Kaaba is built, now the work of the Kaaba must take place. System Allah knows, after 6,000 years, Allah made the zuhur of the dua. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. Then the nisab of, and so if our Nabi was, Ibrahim alayhi salam asked for our Nabi from Allah ta'ala. His murad and dua in Allah. Then we read some ayats of the Quran. This is not customary, but this is a sunnah to read khutbah. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayhi, for about 40 minutes he used to make tilawat before bayan. But that was the days when bayan should be from Isha till Fajr. And after ayat, this first part, in our times, refers to the makatib, where the Muslim children, to make tilawat of Quran is mustalzam of ta'aleem et tilawat. If you don't learn how to make tilawat, how are you going to make tilawat? So first, and alhamdulillah, all of us sitting here, we learned how to read Quran Sharif, Nazra, Madaris. The most famous of which is the Suffa, which is there, the raised platform in Masjid Nabawi till today. That was a Darul Ulum, that was a Darul Iqama, boarding also. That was a khanqa also. It was everything. And the students came just like today in our madaris. Most of the students are poor students. As whichever other kitabs which is being done. So that is the work of the Darul Ulooms. Those people who are engaged in Darul Uloom work, the running of it, who are teaching in it, the students who are learning, they are all engaged in Qari Nabuwat, the work of Nabuwat, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So, one time I was in, what is his profession, his occupation. So anyway, so Malana Ismail Sahib, there's one thing Allah put in my heart and I was saying it quite often. He said, I like this very much what you are saying. What was it? I said, if the Hafiz of the Quran is performing Taraweeh and he reads, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim. The four ayats in the Quran are very similar. But there's the only ayat where tazkiyah comes last. In the other ayats, tazkiyah comes second. And after that, which shows that for the students of deen, before you do yu'allimuhumul kitabu wal hikmah, do tazkiyah also. Then you will enjoy your yu'allimuhumul kitabu wal hikmah. Ilm. So as long as a talib ilm is talib ilm, then he will be kept in a madrasa. If he's talib ilm, he won't be kept. If he's talibun nawm, talibun ta'am, and in our times, talibun jawwal, all the time he have to have his jawwal, he have ilm, ilm of Quran and hadith, ilm is sahih, proper from Quran, and ilm is sahih is that ilm that you get from your ustads. They got it from their ustads, till it reaches to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what we call our sanad. That is ilm sahih. You go with a glass of water. So those who were present when the halat, aqwal, and everything of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was being played out in the world,
the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhu.
Till we don't connect with them, we won't get Fahm-i-Sahih. If you look on the internet, you just go on Kitab's ability that it fits right in our modern time. But don't make the big mistake of fitting Islam into modern times. Modern time must fit into Islam. You wear, for example, a size 7 shoe. Now, by mistake, size 6 shoe came. And you are getting married tomorrow. You have to wear it. For it's too painful. What lion will you have? So today in modern times, Fajr is too hard. I can't get up Fajr time. And to keep a dear beard, my beard is in my heart. I don't have to show the world I'm a Muslim. I keep my beard in my heart. In your heart, you got cholesterol. You got blocked arteries. You got angina. You got enough. And Islam fits. Islam is for all times, for all places of the world. And for that, Allah gave us our great fuqaha, who understand, and according to the times, they will take out the same masail from the Quran and Hadith that will fit in this time. So anyway, ilmuddin, this ilm must be ilm sahih, fahm sahih. And from there, but it must be ilm sahih, fahm sahih. So this ilm is absolutely required. But the main object in idafi tarkib is the mudafile. So ilm deen. Deen is what is your object. From here also understand that in izafi tarkib there is mughad, the effort for deen. For ilm, how many years? 6 years, 8 years alim course. Hifz, 2 years, 3 years. Qiraat, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year. Iftar, 1 year, 2 years. For ilm, for deen, we can't even take out 40 days. If a person takes out 40 days and stays with some person who has got deen, that is to Saharanpur by road. By road, Jalalabad also comes on the way. When they came to Jalalabad, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told his friends, the driver, that we are passing Jalalabad, let us go and meet Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also. Take his duas, make his ziyarat, etc. They went. Then when they stopped, Hazrat said, first find only Hazrat Shaykh and Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali were left. Then Hazrat Shaykh started crying. And this has to do with seeing. I saw many people in the Ummat, Allah bless them with the quality of crying buka. But I saw two people really. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, and our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad. But unfortunately, there is a common disease among students. Abstain from it completely. And when we do that, we laugh so much, our stomach shakes. We roll on the ground. But these buzurgs we saw, when they cry, then that is the whole body shakes. Not only the tears are coming out, but the whole body is shaking when they are crying. Hazrat Shaykh started crying so much in a certain madrasa, mudarris, etc. And they haven't done tazkiyah still. So what is going to happen to the ummah? Then Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah, just to console Hazrat Shaykh, told him, Hazrat, aisi baat nahi, talaba to abhi mere paas aate hai tazkiyah.